Welcome to Shomer Shavuot. The Daf Shir is sponsored by Nishmas Aaron B'Yakov Shalom Yaleh Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Shkalim Daf Yud Zayin. In the Amud Aleph, in the end of the Mishnah, on the top, the Mishnah says that the Shaar that we have in the northwest of the Beis Hamikdash is called Shaar Yochniya, where the King Yochniya or Yochin, different Gersoris, went to Golus. Before he left, he went there to be Mishtachad, as the Rishonim say over here. And the Gemara in the end of the Amud says the story that before Yochin went to Golus, he went up to the roof of the Heikol and he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'shava yuni nu'nemonim lecha, we were trusted by you and you gave us the keys of the Heikol. Achsha she'enu ne'emonim amirim avtechesecho misurim lecha. Now they're not ne'emonim, here take the keys back. And he threw the keys and took your source if the keys were left in the air or there was a hand that came and took them. So, first of all, you have to understand, what's the idea that Yoyochi went to the roof? You want to throw the keys, you could throw the keys from any place. Furthermore, this Gemara is brought down the Bavli in Maseches Tainis Daf Choftes. And there, it doesn't say that it was Yoyochi who threw the keys, but it was the Pirchei Kehuna that threw the keys when Beis Hamikdash was being burned down. That's a different date than our Gemara over here in the Yerushalmi. As the Nyankov adds the description of how exactly we got to the situation of Yehoyachin, the father of Yehoyachin was Yehoyakim. And Yehoyakim was a king that rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar came to Yerushalayim and took Yehoyakim forcefully and killed him in a very cruel way. Then he appointed Yehoyachin, his son, as the king, and Nebuchadnezzar went back to Babel. And when he got to Babel, the Chachamim over there told him, what are you doing, Yehoyakim, who was the father, rebelled against you? How can you appoint his son to be the king? So Nebuchadnezzar came back to Eretz Yisrael, and that's the Gemara over here, that he told the Skenim, I'm not coming to destroy Beis Hamikdash, I just want Yehoyachin. So they gave him Yehoyachin, he took Yehoyachin to Babel, and that was the first galus that's brought down Hacharash ve'amazger. All the Tamei Chachamim went to Golus together through Yochin. They went to Bavel. The Gemara somewhere else tells us that was a very big chesed for us because that started the establishment of Torah in Bavel. But the Beis Hamikdash wasn't destroyed yet. The king that was appointed was Tzidkiyahu, who was the uncle of Yochin. And he was a king for 9 years, and only then he rebelled. And the Babylonians came back, and then they destroyed Beis Hamikdash. So we have here over here a gap. The Yerushalmi says that the story with the keys being thrown was done by Yehoyachin 9 years before the destruction of Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara in Tainis and the Bavli says it happened according to Beis Hamikdash 9 years later. How do we reconcile these two Gemaras together? So the Sefer Be'er Yosef, written by Rav Yosef Tzvi Salant, printed in the New Ein Yaakovs, says a beautiful idea to explain the Gemara over here. And he starts with the Gemara in Tainis says that the keys that were thrown up to the air are the keys of the Heichel, the keys of Beis Hamikdash themselves. Why davka the keys of the Heichel? Why not the keys of the Azara, of the courtyard in front of the Heichel? That should be more appropriate. That's the first keys that you want to throw away. So he explains the following. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that somebody has Torah, but does not have Yiras Shemayim. So it's as if they gave him the keys for the inner gates, but not the keys for the outer gates. Mafteches apnimiyos they gave him, not mafteches achitzoinius. Meaning, if you don't have Yiras Shemayim, you don't have the first gates that you have to get into. You have the gates, the interior gates, but not the exterior ones. So you learn from here the following. The interior gates of Beis Hamikdash represents the Torah that comes out of Beis Hamikdash. The Pasuk says, Ki mitziyon teitze Torah. Torah comes from the inside of Beis Hamikdash. The outside Beis Hamikdash, the Azara, that's the part that brings Yiras Shemayim. As the Gemara Berurah Basra says, that they were misakin, that they taught all the children in Yerushalayim. So, and Tosfos explains over there why. So they're able to see the Kohanim b'Avodasam, the Levim b'Shirim v'Zimrom, and Yisrael b'Ma'amadam. They saw everybody worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That brought Yiras Shemayim to the children. That's why they were afraid of Hashem. So the outer part of Beis Hamikdash is where you see Yiras Shemayim. The inner part of Beis Hamikdash is the source of Torah in the world. When Am Yisrael goes to Golus, the Torah goes away as well. This is the famous Goyim that brings in the Pasuk in Echo, Malko v'sareya bagoyim, ein Torah. That's the Pasuk. If they go to Golus, you don't have the real Torah. So when Beis HaMikdash is being destroyed, the Torah is being gone. So you mail it. That's the reason they're throwing to the air the keys of the Echo, the inner keys. The outer keys that represent the Yer Shemayim, that remains always. Hakol b'dei Shemayim chutz mi'Yer Shemayim. Yer Shemayim remains with the Adam always. So that we don't throw out. But the keys of the inner part of Beis HaMikdash, that's being thrown out to show that the Torah is being gone. With this we can understand why they stood on the roof and threw the keys. As we mentioned in Masechet Pesachim, the roof of Beis HaMikdash where you have a higher Gdush than Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because the Shekhinah comes from high above, from Shiva Rikim, and descends down until it reaches Beis HaMikdash. When the Shekhinah leaves Beis HaMikdash, it goes back up. So the Kohanim or Yoyachin goes to the roof and says, okay, we don't have any more the Kedusha in Beis HaMikdash. It's going up, it's going higher, it's leaving, that's why it's in the roof. And we mainly, with this idea, we can understand how the Gemara Yerushalmi, Gemara Bavli, are reconciled together. Churban Beis HaMikdash is the Churban of the Torah. But where did that start? The first stage of going to Galus is Yehoyachin, going with the Charesh V'Amazgir. All the Talmid Chachamim of Yerushalayim are leaving. So this stage one of losing the Torah Beis HaMikdash is when Yehoyachin goes to Galus. That's the Gemara Yerushalmi over here. The Gemara Bavli speaks about the fact that Churban Beis HaMikdash has in it the Churban HaTorah. But when did that part of Churban start? It started the Yoyachin, that's why it's very, very fitting that Yoyachin is the one going on the roof and throwing it up. And we'll end with the point that the Taklin Chadatin mentions over here. That the first part of our daf speaks about the Binyan Beis HaMikdash La'asid Lavoi, that the water is going to come out of Beis HaMikdash and spread out, there'll be a river coming out of Beis HaMikdash. And the end of the Gemara speaks about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And if you realize, these are two opposites. Because the water coming out of Beis HaMikdash, the Ben Yehoyada explains in the Gemara in Yumo, that refers to the Kinyan of Torah. All the influences of different parts of Torah, that's the different parts of streams of water coming out of Beis HaMikdash, La'asid Lavoi. The end of the Amud speaks about throwing the keys, referring to the loss of Torah when we go to Churban. These are the two opposites. The end of the Amud speaks about the loss of Torah. The beginning of the Amud speaks about the strength of Torah that we're going to get back when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. All the water and flow coming out of Beis HaMikdash represents how much Torah we will have at that time. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.